And I would say that in the 10 years this has been in the works, I've had one constituent that's come to me and said it's a good idea. I'm only an echo of the people that vote for me. I live on that highway. I know how dangerous it is. I'm not against bike trails. I know I'm labeled as the guy that's against the fund. That's not the case. I'm really opposed to building this along Highway 75. I've been hit on the highway. I think all my neighbors at farm have been hit on the highway. I've picked up the truck tires that blow off out in my field. Watch the farmers that swing their booms out past the fence line when they spray. And my biggest concern, and I've watched all the bicyclists, I get it, nobody stops at a stop sign. They never do. When I'm going south on Highway 75 and I'm turning off of to a driveway, that bicyclist is always going to be in my blind spot. I'm already watching my mirror to make sure I don't get rear-ended on that highway. The traffic in my lifetime is more than doubled. Every spring, the sheriff's department, the wreckers, they're picking cars up out of the ditches that are going to be right where the trail is. Now I realize in the winter you're probably not riding a bicycle down the icy road, but I'm adamantly opposed to this project. And I know the county is bent over backwards to offer alternatives, which the bicycle committee has always collectively ignored. So it's hard for me when I represent my constituents that are against this, and I live on the highway, to be supportive of the trail in general.